I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Cameras and machine learning may eventually save farmers a lot of money on chemicals. They may even help prevent water pollution and reduce the need for genetically modified seeds. That's according to the CEO of Blue River Technology, a company based in California's Silicon Valley that John Deere just bought for $305 million.
We saw an opportunity to take cameras, computers, and artificial intelligence to allow ag machines to see every plant in a field. We thought that we could give farmers the ultimate flexible tool to treat their field and manage their field in whatever way they wanted by having the knowledge of every plant and its situation and an ability to spray very precisely, whether it be herbicide only to the weeds or fertilizer or fungicide directly on each plant that needed it.
Even the music featured in this Blue River Technology video sounds like music John Deere would use in one of its videos. And when Blue River's co-founder, CEO Jorge Herrod, and his partner, Lee Rutter, started looking for companies to help make and sell their new CN spray machine, Deere was at the top of the list.
And that's how the relationship started, on trying to figure out how to scale up, go from prototypes to machines that can be in every farm.
Herrod and Rutter, a roboticist from Nebraska, took a launch pad class at Stanford together. They quickly learned farmers have problems with weeds, then applied their ideas to a solution.
The machines that are used today, the best technology that farmers have available is to spray everything with a selective herbicide coupled with a genetically modified seed so the weeds die and the crops don't die. What we do is very different. We use cameras and computer vision algorithms that can process what the cameras are seeing and then very accurately spray, and we spray only in the weeds. And by doing so, we can reduce the amount of, for example, herbicides used by a factor of 10. So it's not a small incremental decrease, but it's a huge decrease. A typical farmer, a 2,500-acre farmer, can go from spending about $100,000 in herbicides to spending about $10,000 on post-emergent herbicides. It's a huge reduction, and it has also environmental impacts. It has quality of food impacts.
Blue River Technologies' 65 employees in Sunnyvale, California, will keep their jobs. And Herrod says the mandate from Deere is to continue working quickly on innovative ways to improve farm equipment and other products.
Right now, herbicides and fertilizer, and for that matter, all liquid, which is the majority of inputs that a farmer applies, are sprayed in this paradigm called the broadcast spraying, where all the field gets it, and it turns out that not all the field needs any of these chemicals. So that's exactly where we're headed. And one more thing, that's exactly why we called our company Blue River Technology, because the greatest impact that we're going to have is in the groundwater. It's going to be in the rivers. It's going to be in the nitrates. It's going to be in the chemicals that are now on wells and waterways. So it's an aspirational name that lines with perfectly with what we want to accomplish. Use chemicals in a smart way. Use chemicals only where needed.
The CN Spray prototype is just one of Blue River's projects. The company already makes a lettuce cutting machine that uses the same camera and computer vision technology. Farm workers no longer have to hand cut every single bunch of lettuce in the field.
So if you take that basic approach that is behind what we do in our weeding machines, every single machine that is produced by John Deere has something similar to this, right? A planter is trying to optimize for stand count, for seed germination. And they have lots of processes that all can be adjusted by having an ability to sense, decide, and act in a very local level. The same is happening in a harvester, the same is happening in a tillage machine, the same is even happening in construction and forestry equipment. You can use that type of technology, that type of approach that senses, decides, and acts in a very local level and then learns in basically dozens of John Deere machines. And that's, I believe, the bigger win.
This year alone, Blue River Technology has collected a number of accolades. It's listed as one of Inc. magazine's 25 most disruptive companies and Fast Company's most innovative companies. It's in CB Insights' list of the 100 most promising artificial intelligence companies in the world, And Blue River is ranked among the top 25 agricultural innovations by the American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers. The deal closed earlier this month. I'm Michelle O'Neill.